Over the corruption of its rulemaking process, the hyperpartisan attack on me was a wholly inappropriate evasion of the issues we had raised. At 8:20 a.m. this morning, knowing that we were holding this press conference, the FCC's Inspector General's office finally emailed my team offering their concern over the corruption of its rulemaking process, the hyperpartisan inappropriate evasion of the issues we had raised. At 8:20 a.m. this morning, knowing that we were holding this press conference, the FCC's Inspector General's office finally emailed my team offering their concern over the corruption of its rulemaking process, the hyperpartisan attack on me was a wholly inappropriate evasion of the issues we had raised. At 8:20 a.m. this morning, knowing that we were holding this press conference, the FCC's Inspector General's office finally emailed my team offering their assistance in our investigation. This is a big step, but given the FCC's conduct over the past 8 months, we remain skeptical and will continue to call on the Commission for full cooperation, including an appropriate federal investigation into the corruption of the rulemaking proceedings. We hope the Inspector General will exert pressure on FCC leadership to drop its spurious partisan attacks and support full investigations into this unprecedented abuse of Americans' rights to have input into rulemaking. This should not be a partisan issue. Public comment is an integral part of our government's decision-making process. It is vital that our officials, whether elected or appointed, listen to the regular Americans that will be affected by net neutrality or any of the other countless issues that require public comment. We're examining fake comments that were apparently submitted both in support of and opposition to the FCC's proposed rule. So this is not a dispute on the merits. And it should not be debatable that Americans have a right to control the use of their identities. It's unconscionable that the FCC chairman would be unwilling to assist in rooting out the misuse of so many Americans' identities and into the corruption of the process that will determine net neutrality's future. Today, I'm proud to stand here with FCC Commissioner Jessica Rosenworcel to once again ask Chairman Pai to provide records vital to our investigation, to support a comprehensive federal investigation, and to delay the vote on his proposed rule until we can determine what the public really wanted to tell the FCC. In order to understand who may have perpetrated this massive scheme, we need access to the FCC's logs and other digital data. We need cooperation from our federal counterparts, and we need the time to undertake a comprehensive investigation. In an era when foreign governments and those seeking an unfair advantage here at home have tried to undermine our democratic institutions, it is more important than ever that our government is open, honest, and transparent, and that we identify and hold responsible those working to corrupt our democracy. I'm asking Chairman Pai to join us in our effort to investigate millions of fake comments and massive identity theft.
Say what?
Commissioner Rosenworcel, who's standing
beside me, not live, nigga?
Than the FCC itself. The commissioner is the type of ally that is all too rare in Washington. These days, she is someone who is clearly committed to the rule of law and the integrity of our government processes. She's also a passionate advocate for protection protecting consumers over special interests. And now I would like to introduce a true champion for internet freedom and the rule of law, FCC Commissioner Jessica Rosenquist.
Shot my friends down, but I'm not just slacking.
Thank you, Attorney General, for having me here today.
What is
I believe speaking
on?
Out in service of the common good is a good thing, and that's what we're talking about here today. I also believe that the United States internet economy is the envy of the world. We invented it. The applications economy began here on our shores, and the broadband below us and airwaves all around us deliver its collective might into our homes, businesses, and civic institutions here in New York and all across the country. And what produced that dynamic engine of entrepreneurship and experimentation is openness. That openness is revolutionary. It's also what net neutrality is all about. It means creating without permission, building community beyond geography, organizing without physical constraints, consuming content when you want it and where you want it, and cultivating markets for goods and ideas, both around the corner and around the world. I believe it's essential that we sustain this foundation of openness, and it's why I support net neutrality. But right now, at the FCC, my colleagues would like to eliminate net neutrality, and they are willing to provide our broadband providers with new powers.
Fuck you.
Powers to block websites, powers to throttle services, and powers to censor online content. Now, there's a lot to dislike in this proceeding on a substantive basis. But what I really want to be here and talk to you about today is the process, because the process has a fatal flaw. We are about to make sweeping changes to the way that every American experiences the internet. And right now at the FCC, we have more than 23 million comments in our record. That's unprecedented, that amount of participation. But we also have real problems with the comments that have been filed. As many as a million comments may involve the fraudulent use of names and stolen identities, including tens of thousands of individuals here in New York and so many others across the country. We also have nearly 500,000 comments.
What is up, cunts? Can you hear me, cunts? Fuck you! You're listening to the Wrecked Network.
Virus syndicate.
Get wrecked.
Empire. State of mind. You got me feeling like a caterpillar. Never been a butterfly. Spitting with a battered liver. Liquored up and crooked eye. You might see a pack of killers coming. Now you looking high. Bats, knives, jackets, scissors running. Now you doctors on the other side. Now you people want to talk about me. I'm a bad mind. Greedy breed. Dirty rotten scoundrel. I'm a hang glide. Blind mode. Leave them on the ground. I let them talk shit about me. Well, this girl just can't. I spit game. Get paid, chain reaction, and I switch waves. Never see the same reaction till my click fades and the fucking game collapses. I'm a flip blade, come swinging chains and axes. I ain't bitch made, you man a fake. I'm plastic, you're a bit lame. Good for nothing, shady bastard. Looking quick fame, ain't no stage for actors. I'm a nightmare, a voice in your brain. Click backwards. Fingers in the air, push your lighters up. Black sun, virus, came through to rile them up. Two gone fingers in the air, push your lighters up. Shoot them up, quick fire, reload, line them up. Two gone fingers in the air, push your lighters up. Data mind virus, came through to rile them up. Push your lighters up.
Muddy. Can you hear me, Muddy? Check, 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 check. Check and see. Check and Muddy. What is up, niggas? And Stony. Can you hear me, Stony? Can you fucking hear me, Stony?
Give me the mic and I'm a beast of nature. The rhymes of riots saying fire to this piece of paper. I'm a heat creator with the power to unleash a greater force and a horde full of horses. Transporting an army of demon corpses. I'm the reason that you're feeling nauseous. I'm the reason that your team is cautious. You're a heathen and you're being tortured. You don't belong on this earth, you should have been aborted. I'm the nightmare when you're dreaming and feeling awkward. I'm a shiver down your spinal column. My heart is hollow and my lies are solemn. You see, I'm known for getting violent on them. I've got these voices in my head. Try and shun them, but I think they've got me under the form and I'm scared I might become them. I'll find you late at night when you lay beside your woman. No way you can try and run. I know the place you hide your gun. I keep gunning and bunning them. I'm just having some fun with them. Look up what I've just done to them. I'm a hunter, I'm hunting them. All down, everybody fall down. It's my kingdom. Who told you it was your crown? Your crown. I'm in the writing zone, coming for the iron throne. Living where the lions roam. Fuck it, you can die alone. Shoot them on, quick fire, reload, line them up. Two gun fingers in the air, push your lighters up. Black sun virus came through to rile them up. Two gun fingers in the air, push your lighters up. Shoot them up, quick fire, reload, line.